Good People is the name of the play that is currently on the bill in Frederick at the Maryland Ensemble Theater. J. Wynn Russick is Good People. She has headed west to see it, and she's up next with this review.
Sometimes there's a pivotal moment when your life can turn in a completely different direction. If you grab that moment and it propels you forward, do you look back later with gratitude, with relief, or do you just forge ahead and forget the past? David Lindsay Abaire asks those questions in his 2011 play, Good People. It's receiving a sharply observed, well-performed production directed by Tad Janes at Maryland Ensemble Theater in Frederick. Good People focuses on a middle-aged man and woman who grew up on the tough streets of South Boston and whose lives took opposite directions. Mike made it out and went on to have a prosperous career, a family, and a home in the suburbs. Margaret wasn't as fortunate. Janet Fauché plays her with a tough veneer, but smarts and a good heart. Margaret became pregnant in high school and dropped out. Now the stressed-out single mother of a grown disabled daughter, she has trouble holding a job. Good People begins with Margaret's boss, a kid half her age, played by Kevin Cole, firing her from her job at a dollar store.
Can you listen to me, please?
I know. Okay. I understand. I've been late, and I won't be anymore. You can tell them I got the warning.
No, but this isn't a warning. I've given you warnings. I've given you 7 warnings in the past 2 months.
You know I can't leave Joyce. She's like a baby. You know that, Stevie.
It's not like I have a choice in this. If I don't let you go, then I get fired.
One of Margaret's friends suggests she visit an old high school beau, Mike, now a successful doctor, and ask him for a job. Margaret is hesitant, but, she admits, he was always good people. So, about 30 years too late, Margaret shows up at Dr. Michael Dillon's office. It's indicative of how far apart their lives have grown that Margaret is uncomfortable in what she sees as Mike's posh workplace.
I wouldn't fit in here anyway.
Well, what do you mean?
In the office, it's, you know.
What? Formal?
Formal! That's a good word for it.
Just the doctor's office.
It's a scene full of mind games, and director Jane's pacing makes the give-and-take bristle. At the end of this scene, Margaret finds the gumption to get herself invited to a party at Mike's home. When the party's canceled, she goes anyway, convinced Mike was just trying to keep her away. That's where the play and Maryland Ensemble's insightful production really takes off. Actor D.C. Cathro wisely lets Mike's true nature build. The doctor's professional tone begins to sound a little superior, then a little condescending, and finally, his real character emerges. Rona Mensah delivers a moving portrayal of his wife, a wise woman with a strong instinct for self-preservation. But actress Janet Fauché's gutsy, beleaguered, fair-minded Margaret is the heart of Good People. Playwright Lindsay Abaire grew up in South Boston, a Southie, and he captures the patois of his boyhood neighborhood. He also contends that it takes more than brains or bucks to escape from straitened circumstances and become a success. It also takes luck, good fortune. Being good people, however, takes more. It takes strength of character, moral fiber, and acceptance of, even pride, in your roots, however humble. A deeper, more far-reaching drama than Lindsay Abaire's better-known 2007 Pulitzer Prize winner, Rabbit Hole, Good People examines modern morality, politics, and social class. It's a character-based drama that puts American values to a serious test. In short, Good People is good drama, skillfully done at Maryland Ensemble Theater.
Good People is at the Maryland Ensemble Theater in Frederick for a couple more weeks until the 21st of June. We've got details on our website at wipr.org/Maryland Morning. Next week, theater critic J. Wynn Russick brings us her take on the new production of Blithe Spirit at Baltimore's Everyman Theater. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. More coming up after a break for the latest news. Stay with us.